Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We have breaking news for you. The San Antonio City Council just heard from the city attorney who said that the petition drive to put a question about streetcars on the November ballot is invalid. And to talk with us more about that, we're joined by Texas Public Radio City Hall reporter Ryan Lloyd. Ryan, welcome to The Source.
Hey, Dave. Thanks so much for having me.
So what was the criteria? Why are these petitions not valid, especially when we heard that they had, 26,000 names when they dropped off at the city clerk's office, and they only needed 20,000?
Yeah, that's right. You know, they needed 20,000 signatures according to the city code. The city clerk and those opponents to the streetcar, so if anything else, we have 20,999 signatures that meet all the legal requirements. The question was from, they had 12,000 signatures that were validated that had everything that was required. They had the signature, and then they had this thing called a circulator signature at the bottom of every page or every petition page that basically says, I'm, you know, the person collecting these signatures, and the person that is signing the petition is a real person who I can vouch for. Well,
right, and also, but also that person is testifying is that they, these signatures were gathered in good faith, that they didn't just go and get signatures of people and saying, if you want free cookies, sign your name here. You know, this was a person who said, I am willing to stand up and say, we did represent this issue properly.
Exactly. And there were 8,861 of the signatures of the 20,999 that did not have what you just described, that did not have the circulator affidavit. But what the whole crux of the conversation is, the Secretary of State's office, who our city attorney sought the legal opinion of, the Secretary of State says, you know, a circulator is not needed in this case because there is nothing in the code that says a circulator is needed. Well, the city attorney, Robbie Greenblum, just right now stood up in front of the council and said that that is needed, that is required. So he is finding that only 12,139 signatures are valid. That leaves them about 8,000 signatures short of that $20,000 requirement or 20,000 signature requirement.
So city attorney Greenblum is using a higher standard than the standard that the Texas Secretary of State's office is calling for.
Yeah, you know, when city clerk Leticia Vasek sought the opinion of the Secretary of State's office, they have different requirements, and cities can have a little bit stricter of requirements than the state's office. So I think that's where they're, you know, why they're calling this invalid, because they can come back and say, well, our standards are a little bit higher than what the state requires. Yeah.
Okay, so our phone lines are open. The news is that the San Antonio city attorney has said that the petition to put a streetcar question on the ballot in November is invalid. So as it stands right now, there is no issue on the ballot. But the city council could say, we don't care. We're still going to put the question on the ballot if they choose to. So our phone lines are open. If you want to join the conversation, the number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. What do you think about this development, that there is no streetcar question on the November ballot as we know it to be right now? So Ryan Lloyd, a lot of people were kind of worried about if there was going to be a streetcar question in the November ballot. They thought that it may have some issues down ballot. Why do you think that is?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part.
So some people were concerned, in the political sphere, local political operatives were wondering if this was on the November ballot, it would have consequences elsewhere on the ballot.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, aside from the actual debate on the charter amendment and whether signatures are valid or invalid, there's another component, which is political. And a lot of groups were using the charter amendment and the streetcar issue as a way to politicize, you know, their positions and, you know, make their cases for why they should be in office. Well, one of those issues was for the local unions, police and fire unions, that are currently in negotiations, or at least the police union is in negotiation with the city right now about their health benefits. Another big part of this is, you know, the county judges race between Nelson Wolf and Carlton Soles, a former city councilman. And so I think that there is a lot of, and it's getting kind of mixed up. And at City Hall, there's a lot of talk about separating this. We don't need to, they say, we don't need to put these issues together. We need to look at each issue on its own. If you're talking about a political race, this is a political race. And then if you're talking about just signatures, talk about just the signatures and don't mix the two up, because if you blend them together, that's where you're getting all the confusion and why people are debating at City Hall.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines. If you want to join the conversation, what do you think about these developments about streetcar question not going to be on the November ballot? The number is 210-614-8980. Serena has called in. Serena, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. I just wanted to make the comment that I hope that the city council does not use this technicality to not place this up for a vote for the citizens of San Antonio. I think that it would shed a very negative light towards the city council if they do decide to do that. I think regardless if we decide to pursue the streetcar initiative, it needs to go up on a vote. That way this can be taken care of once and for all.
And what do you mean by taken care of once and for all?
Just so that way we can get on record again that the citizens of San Antonio do not stand behind this initiative.
This specific initiative, this one particular streetcar project or streetcar or rail or anything like that ever in the future?
As of right now, I think the majority of San Antonians do not want the specific streetcar initiative that is placed up. If there was a way in the future to do it perhaps more cost efficiently or effectively, it could come back up, but for this specific instance, the overwhelming opinion of San Antonians right now is that we do not want this, and we want the chance to put up for a vote so we can show City Council once and for all that this is not what we want.
All right, Serena, thank you so much. I'm really glad you called in. You really helped out a lot. Appreciate that. All right, let's get another caller on the air. David has called in. The number is 210-614-8980. David, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks so much. Hey, I just wanted to make a comment that though this is a technicality, I think the principle behind it is solid. We have rules set up the way they're set up, and they need to be followed. And furthermore, I do believe that we should not put these types of issues to a vote. We have a direct democracy. If you don't like what City Council is doing, vote them out of office. Appreciate it.
All right, David, thank you so much for your call. Appreciate your call. So looking at the petition, I mean, there is this right there on the bottom of the petition. It says right there, circulator name, phone, and email. It's but not filling it out would seem conspicuous. The question actually on the petition itself says, no streetcar or other light rail franchise, easement, or other transaction involving or in association with granting the right to use any street, highway, alley, park, public place, or any other real property in the city, either along, across, or over, or under the same, shall ever be valid unless expressly supported by a majority vote of the qualified electors of the city in an election distinctly specifying such purpose separate from any other subject or purpose. So this wasn't just about the streetcar project. This is about any streetcar or any light rail project ever in the future of San Antonio that would have to go to be voted on or have some sort of question about using the city's right-of-way. That was the issue before the voters. So, Ryan Lloyd, do you think that many people actually recognized that? Or they thought they were just voting on streetcar, or did they realize they were voting about the future of rail in general?
I think most people, I'm not sure if, I mean, I know those at City Hall definitely are, let me just put it this way. I want to make the clear point about when I was talking to the streetcar opponents, they got what they wanted. I mean, the city withdrew its support from the streetcar. That's exactly what they wanted. Now, after that happened, they came back and said, well, we still want this charter amendment to happen. The reason for that is because if, you know, streetcar is to ever come up again, yes, then they want definitely the right to vote on that particular, if it's light rail, if, you know, whatever kind of streetcar San Antonio talks about, I think that they want to definitely have a voter say in that. Even though they got what they wanted in this particular case, they want to vote on it later on.
Okay, back to the phone lines. Number is 210-614-8980. Chip has called in. Chip, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Chip.
How are you doing?
Doing good.
I just want to say that I'm not against flexibility in transportation. I think that there are a lot of other things that should be considered, but what we're seeing in this deal is making a lot of people pay to make a lot of so-so real estate a lot much more valuable. And that's my opposition to this particular streetcar plan.
So the route that was taken, and it would make the surrounding area more, I guess, have more traffic, and then the people who own the property,
well,
it would see.
What is laid out doesn't really take people from where they live to where they work or vice versa. It doesn't really deal with any of the necessary transportation concerns of the city inside 1604, even the county. It was just about a specific set of what seemed to be real estate developments.
Okay, and so what do you think about the ballot thing, it not being on a ballot now?
I really am a fan of anything possible being voted on, but I'll wait to see how this plays out. I'm surprised about the petition numbers, but I'm not surprised about it. I'm looking for the next set of maneuvers.
Okay, Chip, thanks for calling in. Appreciate your input.
Thank you.
Let's get Mary Lou on the line. Mary Lou, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. Mine is just a comment that I'm just concerned about the abuse, in my opinion, the abuse of power. Whenever any issue is brought out there for voting, they blur the issues and they use the ands and the ifs and the therefores, and they use all these little terms to confuse the people. And that's a maneuver to deceive. And they don't want to hear the people tell them no.
So who's confusing who? Is it the petition, the wording confusing, or the city council's confusing?
Well, whenever the vote will be put out there, you know, like they say, they try to add more to it. Like, okay, we'll go ahead and try to add a little bit of this more in there so that maybe we can get that put in there also, you know, because you were talking about also they were trying to add in Nelson Wolf and the gentleman who's running. Mm-hmm. With or against them. So they try to pack all of this in, and it confuses with the intention of confusing.
So you just want to talk about streetcar in itself, but all these other issues, one thing's connected to another, Mary Lou. You can't keep them apart. Hey, but I appreciate you calling in, though. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, the big news is, as of right now, the city council will not put streetcar, the issue, the petition on the ballot in November. We saw a petition drive. They brought in 26,000 names. Apparently, though, of the 21,000 that qualified, they were not able to have circulator names on the petition pages themselves. So those were tossed out, and so they came up way short. And now that will not be on the ballot. So we'll be continuing to cover the story as things progress. When we come back from the NPR and local news break, we're going to be talking about historic designations for local neighborhoods like Mankey Park. Stay tuned. This is The Source on KSTX.